Think about the moments you've been under stress and pressure. What's come out of you? Anger, resentment, jealousy, those things?
Yeah.
That's what's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to replace that shit. The whole point is, if you're under pressure and that's what comes out, that's the work you need to do.
Yeah.
Because you can't give away what you don't have. If you're not full of love, yep. You can't give it to others. Welcome to Manifestation and Mimosas. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Nicole. And if you're ready to put yourself first and answer the calling you've been feeling, then we're here to help. Prepare to unlock your power and start living as your truest self.
So join us for an uncensored and slightly buzzed manifestation chat where we share real stories, guidance, and follow-along challenges to help you level up and be the boss bitch you truly are. Welcome to episode number 12, And this is going to be an amazing start to a month-long journey.
Yeah.
At least that's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
For self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a beautiful experience.
Yep.
And as usual, we're not claiming to be self-love experts.
No, we're very much in the journey here with
yes.
you. And I'm figuring out how to have some self-love.
Yes. And the reason we're feeling called to is just it's come up more recently. I'm working on it with my coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that's very real in our lives. So we felt called to let's talk about it, you know?
I think that we talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it. We have touched on it at some point in every episode.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can remember every episode at least once bringing up the fact that it comes from a place of real love, or there has to be an element of self-love in order to get to any kind of real manifesting.
Yeah.
Any kind of real, because you have to believe you deserve what you want. You have to believe that you are worthy of what you want. You have to get to that place, and that place is fueled by self-love.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's it needs a couple episodes, probably.
It does. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to go with the flow as usual.
As always.
We're going to, we have our outline for this episode, and we want to start at the foundation.
Yeah.
The foundation of it all. And so we'll just get right into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think because we just got back from Prasada.
Oh, yes.
Which was so magical. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a great time. I absolutely loved it. But there's a lot of, centering and peacefulness, I think, being there.
Yeah.
It's real in the desert and whatever. But also you're still at a resort and you're still going to the pool and you're still seeing, other people who maybe you're comparing yourself to, or I don't know how healthy that is. I'm going to say, winging it. I'm going to say not very.
Nope.
Right. So if you that was part of the fuel for me for this theme of self-love was getting to that place there going, I don't have to judge them.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am, it's about me. It's not about them.
Yeah.
And so how do I heal that part of myself? And how do I get to a place of real self-love?
Yes.
You know?
It's so true. Yeah, it's definitely, I'm sure a lot of the ladies are feeling it you're saying, the summertime.
Yeah.
Swimsuit season.
Yeah.
Shorts, skirts,
yep.
The whole thing brings on a different type of energy.
Yeah. Well, and a lot, I think, too, is you can't go, if I'm going to focus on self-love, it's only from a place of I'm going to love the best parts of me.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to love, the things that I'm working on now, mm-hmm. moving forward. You have to kind of, I think, see the less lovable parts of yourself and really love them. Really love that version of yourself that's not at its best.
Yeah.
That's not the most lovable, that maybe other people don't see right away and go, oh my gosh, you're just a doll. You're just so fun to hang out, whether you're such the life of the party or whatever. You have to be able to see the parts of yourself that aren't as easy to love,
mm-hmm.
and really show that unloved part of you some love and some compassion.
Yes.
And then it will really bloom. Real authentic self-love. Yeah. Real authentic, like, I have kind of dug into the places of me that I don't want to show anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to see I'm ashamed, or I'm not, you know, feeling healthy about it, or I'm not, you know, proud to mm-hmm. show this side of myself. Look at that part first, and don't just go, you don't exist anymore, you don't count anymore, mm-hmm. because that's adding to the shame, that's adding to why it shouldn't be highlighted. Take a look at that piece and go, I really love you. I really do. I love that you're complicated. I love that you teach me. I love the lessons that I've learned from you, and all of those little kind of sticky bits, all of those pieces that are just less likable and less lovable.
Yeah.
Look at those first and start loving that part of yourself. Love that version of yourself. And then the rest, it's easy to love the great parts.
Yeah.
It's easy to, like, you know, only love the highlight reel. But you have to really show some love and some compassion to the unlovable parts of yourself as well. The part of you that's healing.
Yeah.
Look at the part of you that's healing and love that part first. And that can be a major shift.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, is like, when you see people talk about it, or hear people talk about it, it's always like, you're like, okay, cool. But like, how?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I think we're going to give a few, some things that we've been either taught by a coach, a book. Mm-hmm. And like we said, this, the month long journey here is, you know, I'm going to be digging into a few books that I've gotten from a coach, and also just that have found through podcasts.
Yeah.
About self-love. We're going to be learning. We're going to be sharing our journey. We're going to have a couple interviews we're doing this month as well that will touch on a little bit of this energy as well. So, so the how, that's the part we want to get to, because self-love, it's like one of those, it's like mindfulness. It's like those hot words now.
Yep, buzzword.
And you're like, great. Yeah. Love myself. Cool. That's where I've been. It's like, how?
Yeah.
So, and we also wanted to say, like, a lot of times when people say self-love, sometimes people think like self-care.
Yes.
And we want to detach, because self-care is definitely a beautiful thing. Get your massages, do all of those things that make you feel good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But that is not self-love.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, yeah, there should be a real clear distinction between self-love and self-care.
Yes.
And I think self-care can get you to self-love.
Yeah.
I think it can get you there. Definitely. For sure. Because mm-hmm. the more, like Kristen Fritz said, mm-hmm. the more you spend time with yourself, the more you like take yourself out to coffee, or you spend like happy hour with yourself, or all of that, right? The more that you spend some time nurturing mm-hmm. yourself internally, like your soul, then you can get to the pieces of like, oh, this all makes up me.
So if this is setting the foundation, I was reading something and it was talking about how external circumstances alone can never create internal happiness and love for ourselves. It can't.
Yeah.
So when you look at, like, this is the reason why when you're on a diet and you lose a bunch of weight, mm-hmm. and you are the weight that you wanted to be, and all of a sudden you think you need to be thinner.
Yeah.
Or plastic surgery. Yeah. Like, I'm not a hater. I've had plastic surgery. I'm good. You know, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Get your Botox, girl.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good. Do it.
Yes.
But this is where it goes down a slippery slope of like, oh, I need more. I need more. I need more. A little bit of body dysmorphia type stuff kicks in.
Yeah.
And this is us trying to love ourselves by using external things.
Right.
And so the whole point of this episode, really, in setting the foundation, is in order to love yourself, you got to work on the inside first.
Yeah.
It's inside.
Yeah. And I think that having, like you said, I am no hater for plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. I am no hater for exercise.
Yeah.
I am no hater for getting to a place where you feel more comfortable and more like your authentic self. I'm always going to cheer that on, like 100%. Personally, saving up for a tummy tuck myself, it's always been on my docket, and one day I will get there. Like, I'm absolutely, if that's what makes you happy, do it. But it's the external, like you said, if you're doing it that in a way that says, I want other people to show me that I'm loved, I want other people to show me that I'm worthy of love, mm-hmm. that's not the same thing. If you're doing it because you are like, this just is something I've always struggled with, and now I want to change my body mm-hmm. for whatever the reason. I don't care what the reason is. Whatever the reason may be, I want to change my body because it aligns with who I am.
Yeah.
Do it. 100% do it. But if you're saying, I want to change my body because it aligns with who other people think I should be, you need to check yeah. yourself. You need to think about that. You need to go, am I being me? Or am I trying to be someone else? Am mm-hmm. I being me, or am I trying to be whoever society or whoever wants me to be? Because mm-hmm. we get all of these images as women, especially images of this is what you're supposed to look like. This is what you're supposed to be like. This is what you're supposed to act like. So if you're trying to change yourself to align with that, you got to check it. That's yeah. not the same thing. If you are setting goals, because it's important to you, because those changes make you feel more authentic, those changes make you feel more truly aligned, mm-hmm. then you are expressing self-love.
Yeah.
That's for me. That's it. That's the difference. That's the cornerstone.
Yeah.
Is to go, are these changes because it's making me feel the most myself, or are they making me feel the most who I think I'm supposed to be?
Yes.
Because the universe did not say, be her. The universe said, be you.
Yeah.
So be you. You are beautiful. I promise. I swear to God. Mm-hmm. Just trust it. Love it. And she will be more and more beautiful every single day. The more you trust, the more you love, the more beautiful you are.
Yes.
Period.
The more you shine, like when you are that true self and you just let her out. Let the goddess out, ladies.
Yep.
When you do that, you glow in a way that people, I mean, it just takes their breath away.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it happen. I know it happens. Like, we just got to get to that place.
Yes. Yeah. People will gravitate.
Yeah.
To the authenticity.
Yeah.
Of who you are.
Yes. It's so true. Mm-hmm. So let's get to that root then.
Let's
dig into that.
Actually, that's funny that you say let's get to that root. So this morning, I have to talk this.
Do it.
So this morning before I came here, mm-hmm. we obviously had been on vacation for a week, which was glorious. And I loved every single minute of it. But we got back and I was like, we really need to do some stuff around the house.
Yeah,
we need to do some stuff around the yard. You've seen my backyard. It's a disaster. So most of the morning, mm-hmm. I was pulling weeds. And I'm out there and I'm kind of, it really did feel good. Like I was sweating. The sun was shining. The weather has been gorgeous, babe.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just out there pulling weeds and I start to realize that pulling weeds is really kind of like getting to, if you're struggling with self-love, getting to the root, mm-hmm. getting to the issue, right? Because there would be these smaller weeds, little bitties, and I would see him like, oh, there's like the head of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would get in there and pull it, and it had such a fucking root. I was like, I stopped, and Matt mm-hmm. was walking through one day, and I was like, babe, look at this fucking root. Like, it's huge. It was humongous. Small little weed, huge root.
Yeah.
And so my correlation for that, obviously, is like, it might be something that you think is kind of like just nagging in the mm-hmm. back of your brain. Try to pull at it and see how big it might be. A huge root. And if you can pull it, then you can be like, oh, wow, I feel really cleansed. I feel mm-hmm. really like I got rid of that. On the flip side to that, there were some where I thought, oh, there's just these small ones. I'll just get this whole little bit, right? And I am digging and pulling and digging and pulling and digging and pulling. And I can't get to the root. Yeah. I cannot pull them. I can't get to the root. I can't get to like the real mother load of it. And I started to realize again, okay, so this is where you think this is not a problem.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, I just maybe can pull this tiny little bit. And you don't realize that they're all connected to this really deeper underground meaning, this really deeper underground thought process for yourself to go, I need to pull deeper. I really need to like look truer into myself. And maybe I need to take a break. Maybe I need to see them all and take a step mm-hmm. back and go, okay, I see that they're here. I see that they need to be dealt with. I see that they all have individual roots, meanings, thought processes, like all of that. Maybe I need to take a step back, but I need to get in there and dig up those roots and get rid of it. I need to clean house a little bit. Make room for love, because right now it's kind of, you know, they're all weeding together, and you need to separate and go, okay, I'm going to take these one at a time. I'm going to pull up the root as I can, as I see fit. And if I am exhausted and this is feeling like a lot of work I'm not prepared for, it's okay to take a break.
Yeah.
It's okay to just step back for a second and be like, I might need a break.
Yeah. That's the shadow work, right?
Getting
into it. No, I love that. That's a good analogy. Going back to something Kristen Fritz says, and hopefully, Kristen, if you're listening, we're going to talk about you in every episode.
I hope she is listening.
She's just so beautiful and magical. And if you haven't listened to the episode with Kristen yet, you better get on it.
Yep.
Because it was beautiful. But anyways, when she said the thing about the greatest good you can do in the world is to love yourself unconditionally, and she talked about how it's in service of loving others. So
yeah,
I was also reading in this book that I'm wrapping up by Wayne Dyer. He talks about how you cannot give away what you don't have. And so think physically first. If I wanted to give you a bottle of champagne, I would have to have one first, yes, correct?
Right. Yes.
So physically, we get the analogy, right? Emotionally is what Kristen's speaking about, and it's what Wayne Dyer is also speaking about. And he relates it to like an orange. So let's say you have an orange, and if you squeeze the orange juice is going to come out.
Yeah.
Nothing other than orange juice is ever going to come out of that orange, right? It's the inside, it's orange juice.
Yeah.
No matter who squeezes, still orange juice. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you think about the analogy from you, all right.
I'm with you.
You're with me? If somebody was to squeeze you, so you're under pressure.
Okay.
They're squeezing you under pressure. Mm-hmm. What's going to come out of you? And this is what you're giving away. So when you think about this, think about the moments you've been under stress and pressure. What's come out of you? Anger, resentment, jealousy, those things.
Yeah.
That's what's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to replace that shit. The whole point is, if you're under pressure and that's what comes out, that's the work you need to do.
Yeah.
Because you can't give away what you don't have. If you're not full of love, you can't give it to others, you know? And so that's the work. That's the work you got to do.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I think to your point, sometimes like I feel... Like I feel like I said this in earlier, just in the beginning of this episode, I was like, yeah, I do well under pressure. Like,
you know,
because maybe it's part of how I grew up, part of that, like, you know, reflex to be like, well, if someone, you know, is in crisis, like I can be that like mediator, I can be that peacekeeper or whatever. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Because someone squeezes me, and if I can perform well under pressure, it's not like, oh man, for so long it was highlighted. Mm-hmm. Oh, she really does well. Oh, she's such a mediator. Oh, all that means is that I'm a people pleaser, that I am like trying to make sure that others' needs are put in front of my own. Yeah. So just because if you're being squeezed and the juice that's produced is being praised, doesn't necessarily mean that it's serving you.
Yeah.
So maybe take a look at that and go like, okay, these are assets for me. These are assets that I will hold on to. I will continue to tweak them. I will continue to finely tune them to continue to make sense for me and for my career and for my life. But I don't have to do it always.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a highlight all the time. I can stop and go, I need to make sure that my needs are met first.
Yes.
That's the self-love, is to go, I want to make sure that I'm fulfilled. I want to make sure that my cup is full. I want to make sure that I am totally on board with all of my choices, and I'm not doing it in a knee-jerk reaction of what you need first.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, exactly. And if you're, like you said, if you're producing this thing and it's getting praised, but if you still don't feel good.
Yes. Yeah, you feel drained from it. You always go back
to
the
feeling. To know what you're putting out in the world.
Yeah.
So it's a good little exercise to think about, like, how am I reacting when I'm under pressure? What am I giving away?
Yeah.
And whether you think it's perceived by the world as a good giveaway, which really internally you're feeling like the people pleasing thing is a big one.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good. So let's not, you don't want to do that, girl.
Yeah.
So okay. So that little analogy leads us to like, we got to do the work inside, mm-hmm. like we talked about, right? So how, this is again, how do you do that? And so many, like, you can read a million books, you can find all different sorts of ways.
Yeah.
And as we find some cool ones, we'll share. We do have a couple that we want to share.
Yeah.
Let's just dive into it. Get your journal out, girl. Get your journal out.
Yep.
And start by writing, like, even in the last episode, you said it. Like, write down your top three things that you don't love about yourself. So we're going into the love zone.
Yes.
What are these three things that you constantly are hating yourself for, beating yourself up over? Like, what are these things?
Yep.
So you get them on your piece of paper. Okay. Now, you can take one at a time, which is kind of what I did. I did this exercise last night. But let's take one at a time. For me, like, an area that I'm struggling with is obviously body image. Like, I want, like, I beat myself up over it. I hate my body. Always have. Since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how thin I ever got, how curvy I, like, never loved it. Never. And so that's the first one. So let's stick with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So next, you want to ask yourself why. So when you start writing your whys, write them from a lens of, like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. So you've already listed the thing you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want
to feel shitty about my body.
To feel shitty about my body and hate my body.
Right.
Okay, well, why? I want to feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel good in clothes.
Yes.
Like, I want to feel, and initially I wrote, I want to look good in clothes, and I scratched out look and said feel good.
Yeah.
Because again, you got to remind yourself it's about the feeling.
Yes.
Not the image.
No.
I want to feel proud to be in photos. Like, I know a lot of women, probably like myself, like, you know, there's been vacations that I've gone on where there are no photos of me in them with my son because I don't want to be in the photos.
Yeah, or I've seen a photo of myself and it's really wrecked my day.
Yeah.
You know?
It can really...
All of a sudden, you know, we're doing all these fun things as a family or whatever, and... You know, someone's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, well, I saw a picture of myself and I think I look like a massive, you know, wreck. And I did not like that very much.
It
like,
can it'll really mess
it'll
your
wreck
day
your day.
Up. Well, and even like, even starting this podcast, we're videotaping.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
Yes. Every time Nicole and I put the SD cards in the computer and get the videos into, you know, iMovie, we're always like, oh, God.
Here we go.
Here we go. But it's so weird because, like, a week later, I'm like, not so bad.
Well, and seriously, just this morning, I did like a TikTok story.
Yeah.
And I was like, my gut's out. Like, who cares? Like, at the time, honestly, and it just was in the time frame that I was in, I was like, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't care. I felt cute.
Yeah.
And so I thought, like, I looked cute. And that's maybe where it is, right? Is like, you want to feel good, you want to feel confident. And so. Then you perceive yourself in that way. And I think others perceive you.
Yeah.
It's less important. But I do think others perceive you in that way, too. So really getting to the feeling.
Yes.
But I was like, fuck it. My shirt's tight. Like I was like, I don't care. I don't care. I just felt cute. My hair looked cute. Like, I just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. As long as you feel cute.
So it's like that ball. You need to get that ball rolling.
Get it rolling, girl. Okay. Another one for me, like, in this zone, I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
I want to, so then we get into some more deep-rooted shit. I want to feel accepted.
Yep.
I want to look in the mirror and love what I see.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hate looking in the mirror.
Mm-mm.
And so those are kind of like, those are just a few, right? You could write a damn novel, right? But what I did from there is I looked at those things and I found the common themes. Confidence was in a lot of this, like, I want to feel good in clothes. Well, that's also confidence.
Definitely.
I wrote, I want to feel confident. I want to be proud.
Yeah.
You know, all of these things went. So confidence was a key trigger for me. So I wrote confidence. I wrote a few other ones, but the biggest, like, healthy came up a lot. I want to feel healthy. I want to be healthy. So healthy was another one for me.
Yep.
And choose a third just because, you know, the power of three. So I think I chose fulfilled. So fulfilled is a like a value for me in general. Like, it's like that peace, that freedom. So anyways, so find your common themes and you will find them. I guarantee you, when you do this list, you're going to see your themes.
Yeah.
Be real with yourself. Be honest. Do not overthink it. Just
even
write.
If you're listening to it now and you're like, that seems kind of daunting. I promise. No. When you start writing, you'll be like, well, that was easy.
Yeah. And there's no right or wrong. So, like, just go with like I said, I originally wrote, I want to look good in clothes. And I was like, oh, let's write feel because that felt aligned to me.
Look. Yes.
Anyways. Do your list.
Feel the feeling first.
Yes. So from there, so basically what Abraham Hicks also teaches us is every negative experience is actually a really great thing because it teaches us the opposite. It teaches us what we want to experience.
Yeah.
That's why we have contrast in our life, is to go, I don't want that. I want this.
Yeah.
So basically this exercise is going, okay, I don't want this body. I don't want to hate it. I want to embrace it.
Yes.
What I want is I want confidence. Yeah. I want to be fulfilled. I want to be healthy. Okay, great. So you have your three fucking words. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to throw in an F-bomb because, you know, that's how we roll around.
Because that's our shit.
Oh, God. My stepmom keeps telling me, can you do less F-bombs? I'm like, no.
I don't think we can. No,
sorry about that.
No.
Just there's no turn-off button on that. Nope. So then, okay, let's go to confidence. So get your three words. Write them on top of another page. Start a fresh page.
Yep.
Confidence. Now, you what you do, and this exercise you can do in any other type of discovery, right? It works in trying to find your purpose and all these other things. Yep. But you got to dissect the words, because what confidence means to me is different than what it means to you.
Yeah.
So you have to understand, like, if you're like, I want to be confident, you have to understand what that looks like and what it feels like and what it means. Otherwise, you're just shooting in the dark.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So for me, confidence, what does it feel like? It feels like, for me, it feels like magnetic energy.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like it's bold. It feels like I'm aligned with my highest self, like I'm just in sync with my, you know, bad bitch energy. It feels sexy. Yeah. I feel goddess vibes. Like, confidence to me is like, that's what that feels like. Okay, so start with feeling. Mm-hmm. What does it feel like? List as many. You could have a whole damn page.
For sure.
And then write what it looks like. So for me, confidence looks like walking tall. Mm-hmm. It looks like my head is held high. I'm smiling. I'm glowing. I'm wearing bright colors. Like, you know, list all the things that when you think of what confidence looks like, list them, write them.
Yeah.
And then the next step is to define the word. And I've done this in so many exercises and it's really fascinating. Like, you become a little dictionary. Don't look it up. Define the word yourself.
That's my catch. Don't look it up.
Don't look it up, because this is the part that gets you.
Yeah.
So confidence for me is I know who I am and I boldly live as my truest self. That is confidence for me.
Yeah.
Confidence for you might be something else.
Sure.
Right? So after you do those things, then what I've done is I kind of go into... truest self was a word for me. I was like, oh, well, what does truest self mean? So you can start to dig at little things like, oh, if I want to be aligned to my truest self, who is she?
Who is she?
And so I listed, like, she wears bright colors. She wears sparkles. She wears giant rings. Like, I just list everything that makes me feel confident.
Yeah, right? That aligns to you.
Yes. So this goes back to episode number one, Power of Pink. Yeah. You make your list of things. So here we've found an energetic confidence.
Yeah.
Find the things in your life today that you can use to plug into confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Like when I wear my pink, confident.
Yep.
So if I'm not feeling confident in the morning, put on my pink. Bring the energy in to help bring it into your life. That's like key number one. But once you define your words, it's a start. And that's how you can start working on it. So now that I know that confidence is walking tall and head holding high, when I walk into a room, I'm going to make sure my posture, like, these are the things, you just small little tweaks in your day that you can do just to shift that.
Yeah.
You can also add in like another little exercise with each word is like, what is it not?
Oh,
so you can throw that in there because like you have what it looks like, what it feels like. And then you can remind yourself what confidence is not fake.
Yeah.
It is not, you know, you can start to list those things. So you make sure and draw your boundaries with yourself. Like, I'm not going to pretend.
Yep.
That I'm confident in a way that's toxic. Like,
yes.
Living in the energy is a little different than pretending. So we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's, everybody should try this little exercise. And the whole point is, like I said, once you discover your words, you outline them, then start to either bring the energy in every day or start to work on that. Like, identify how you can show up a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Like, changing away from the like clothes, because we always talk about the clothing, which is my total jam. Like, healthy, like what healthy feels like for me. It feels light. Yeah. It feels airy. It feels like harmony. Mm-hmm. It feels calm, peaceful. I put not bloated. See, you can put whatever you want here. What it feels like. satisfied.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then what it looks like, toned, feminine, defined, even curvy, I put on here, glowing. It looks like hydration.
Yeah.
Walking, you know, just anything that comes to your mind.
Yeah.
And then for me, I defined healthy as being in harmony with my body and intuitively taking care of it.
Love
so
that.
Whether I'm intuitively eating, intuitively working out.
Yes.
That for me is healthy versus like, mm-hmm. it looks like low carb, which
yes.
don't kid yourself, I'm low carb gal, but you know, it's not that. It's the yep. deeper fucking meaning,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the yeah. intuitive eating is, I think, a big one. Is like,
yeah.
Because we're always talking about go towards what makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. To go towards like, how do you feel at your best?
Yeah.
And I think some, there's a bit of a learning curve there. Yeah. There's some expression that's needed because you can personally, especially when I first started doing, you know, all of this intuitive eating mm-hmm. and being like really mindful and all that, I was like, you know what? I love Oreos. So maybe I should eat a whole box of those. Like, and then I ate them and I was like, fuck yeah. Like, feels great. And then later I was like, doesn't feel super great. Like, doesn't feel like really great, actually. So you find the balance yeah. a little bit in that. Right. But yeah. there's nothing wrong with going like, these things make me feel
yeah.
fulfilled. Right. Or like, I feel light and airy. I feel good when I'm doing and being and you know, co-signing and co-creating mm-hmm. with people and things that make me feel good.
Yes.
So whether it be food, whether it be people, whether it be whatever,
yes,
whether it be your body image. I mean, like you had said, like you even put curvy, like I am curvy.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Like I you know, there's
we're women.
No shame in that game. Yeah. Find out what it is about you that you already love. That's fantastic. Start there. Find the little pieces that like maybe you need to work on. Show it some love and then yeah. blossom that into something that you really can celebrate.
Yeah. And you can love yourself like when you look at you're somebody like who judges yourself deeply and, you know, no matter what size you are, you could be a size 2 and hate your body.
Yeah.
You could be a size 26 and love your body.
If you can say there is a piece of me that I want to work on.
Yeah.
If as long as that piece of you first is mentally
yeah.
and second is physically, then I think you're on the right track.
Yeah.
If mentally you can say, I'm working on loving this piece of me,
mm-hmm.
whatever it may be, then great.
Yeah.
Secondary to that can be the physical because yeah. you have to get your mind right.
Yeah.
You have to get your mind right. You have to like be in a space that says, I love every part of me.
Yeah.
That is hard.
Yeah.
That is hard. It is a lifelong struggle for me. I'm sure it's a lifelong struggle for a lot of people. It is hard mm-hmm. to love your body. And like we said earlier, we were talking about plastic surgery and things like that. Sometimes it's hard to love your body naturally.
Yeah.
If you are, you know, if you're someone who feels like, you know, you have some dysmorphia or you were not born into the body mm-hmm. that you would like to be assigned to,
yeah.
that is incredibly difficult to say, I love me exactly the way I am. You can maybe say mentally, I'm in a place where I love who I am.
Yeah.
And I would like to change these parts physically. Like, and give yourself the permission to separate that a little bit and go, until these, you know, physical parts of me are different, I'm just going to like love them as best I can. But
yeah.
internally, I'm going to love myself. I'm going to give myself the permission to be loved, to be worthy of love, to share love. Because I can tell you right now, the more you share it, the more it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
The more you give, the more it comes back.
Yeah.
Like 1,000%.
Yeah.
So just start there.
You know, we've talked about this a lot too, is like being compassionate for others and yourself, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, if the girl who's a size 2 complains about her body, do not shame her for that.
No.
Do not be like, oh God, I hate when skinny bitches complain about their body. She's suffering.
And everyone has goals.
Everyone has their own goals and their skewed vision of their body
yep.
is a sickness.
Yeah.
And you should feel compassionate for whoever it is.
Yes.
Don't care your size. Like, big, small, whatever, like we're all dealing with something internally and this shit is like hardcore. Like I don't, there's probably very few women who don't deal with it.
Oh yeah. I mean, none, I would venture to say. Like every woman ever, maybe.
So do this exercise. It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, figure out what it means
to you. Dig in. Yeah. Figure it out, man.
Yep. Obviously, self-love ties, I think, directly into manifesting. Mm-hmm. I think it ties directly into knowing what you want and knowing what's best for you and trusting that maybe sometimes, you know, it's happening in a different way than you expected, right? Like, I think that all ties directly to loving who you are. So I had seen, I had been seeing a lot of synchronicities of like, I'd been seeing 27, like all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like I just, every license plate it seemed like, or every, you know, sign or whatever, it was just all over. And I've always tied that to kind of a sense of self. Like it was always like a bit of an identity label for me, was like, that was like my birthday number and my softball number and blah, blah, blah. Like it always was that way. Right. And I thought, I wonder why I'm seeing this all the time. I wonder what it is about myself that I need to maybe dig into and maybe be a little bit more conscientious about. Mm-hmm. So at the time I was reading Aliza Kelly's book, This Is Your Destiny. Mm-hmm. And I read this passage. And so I'll try and read it quickly. So it says, saying yes to something you don't want, whether it's a person or relationship dynamic, sends an indisputable message to the universe that you're not manifesting your best life, that you are not interested in honoring your truth and reaching your highest potential, that you do not listen to your intuition. Slowly but surely, this doubt trickles into every aspect of your reality, obstructing the cycle of manifestation and preventing you from self-actualization. Yes, it's extreme, but unfortunately, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
And it hit me so tightly because I felt like there was a lot of things that I was going, okay, sure, too. Okay, yeah, I can make that work. Or yeah, I can do that for you. Or oh, yeah, you know, whatever. And I was giving little pieces of myself away. And when I read that, I was like, I'm telling the universe that I want less of myself. I want less self-love because I'm giving all of these pieces away and I'm trying to adjust to everyone else's schedule or everyone else's like needs over my own. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, God, that's really great. I snapped a photo of it. I was like, I'll tell Soph about it. Maybe I'll share it on the podcast. So I look up and it's on page 127. And I was like, okay, I feel like that was directly for me.
Yeah.
The whole book was beautiful. That passage, I felt like, okay, you need to get to center.
Yeah.
Get to the point where you go, my love for myself is first. My love for my life is first. My love for my experience. I am going to say yes to that. Mm-hmm. I am going to say yes to making that great every time. Because the more I say yes to the things I do not want, the more I am telling the universe, yeah, I don't want any of these great things that I keep saying or thinking about or whatever. I am saying yes to things that I don't want to include in my life. And then I'm shocked when they show up. No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know, like it was very focused for me. It was very intentional.
I love that.
Yeah. It made me really kind of stop and think like, it's okay to give it a second before you answer.
Yeah.
You don't have to say yes right away. You can stop and think and go, actually, that's not something that I want to do or not something I want to participate in. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay saying no.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's good. I know it's just because it's one of those like deep ones where there's so many like, what does love mean? What is love? What does self-love even mean to you?
Totally. Well, and
define
if
that
all the way kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel, how do you get all the way to self-love?
Yes.
All the little steps.
Yes. A couple last tips. So like I've said to people, I'm on a journey with my own coach. But one she had me do was put a heart on my mirror around the areas where I look and judge myself. And I basically told her the entire mirror will be a heart.
Yeah.
So it is. Mm-hmm. I have a mirror on my heart on my full length mirror, a big heart. And then she didn't tell me to do this, but I did it. I wrote on it, you are beautiful. And so obviously I did this in a pen appropriate for a mirror. Get your Sharpie out, people. And then on my bathroom mirror where I do my makeup and stuff, it's hard around my face. And then I put, oh, like, I love that. You're gorgeous. And then one more deeper that I read in a book is like, if you look in the mirror and your first inclination is like, look in the mirror at observe yourself. He says, get as close as you can. This guy, he wrote a book called like Love Yourself, Like Your Life Depends on It. I'm going to read it. I'll let y'all know how it is. Mm-hmm. But you get as close as you can where you're just staring into your own eyes. You're not looking at your face, your double chin, your dimples. You're staring into your eyes, yeah. and you can choose your mantra. Like, I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. Or I am loved. The universe loves me. I love me. Like, whatever it is you want to say, whatever means something to you. And do something from what you journaled earlier. Like, I am confident. I am, you know, healthy. Look into your eyes and repeat it. I can't remember if he said a couple. It's a couple minutes. So, again, like even like Abraham says, like, whatever, 60 some seconds. Like, you just need that momentum to like.
Yes.
Get yourself into a different place.
And if you do it every day, you really will start to believe, like, I think maybe day one, it's like, I am beautiful.
Yeah.
But then by day 12, you're like, I am beautiful.
Yeah.
I am smart. I am confident. I am amazing. Like, you know, say it. And the more you say it, the more you will believe it. And the more it becomes part of your life.
Yeah.
You're just daily routine part of your life.
Yeah. And the purpose of the heart too in the mirror, and it's funny. So the purpose of the heart, according to my coach, is it's a pattern interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So when you first look in the mirror, you're like, ew, you know, at least yeah, I am. Anyways. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll start looking at all the things I hate. The heart distracts you from that. And it was funny because maybe this is very telling of where I'm at, but I looked at the heart and I was like, it's not perfect. I was like,
you redid the heart better.
I didn't redraw it, but I now every time I look at it, I'm like, it's crooked. But anyways,
oh, you crazy girl.
I took the judgment off myself,
you crazy,
and put
crazy
it onto
girl.
The heart, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but that's the work I have to do. So anyways, try it out.
I do love that, though.
Well, okay. Well, I want to give a shout out then just to my coach, just to, you know, because she's amazing. Andrea Lita. I'll post her website in the show notes as well. But I highly recommend getting a coach to help you through some of this kind of shit. But also our podcast. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I wanted to share just really quickly. I hope I say your name right. Okay. Melissa Weimer. She sent us a DM. She said, I just recently found your podcast. I love it. She tried taking, the advice we gave her about putting it out into the world and then letting it go, which is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
She said she did this for her last week of an exam. She said, I'm going to pass the certification for my job. Well, she said she ended up getting a preliminary fail and was super disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, she got an email saying there was a glitch on the test and that she actually passed. And she was just so happy. So anyways.
There are so many facets of that, too. Because especially she starts out with learning to let go.
Yeah.
And so I think it's such... And we've talked about this, too, before. The universe has a little bit of a sense of humor.
Yes.
And so for her to be like, okay, I'm going to learn to let go, and then I'm going to like use the power of positivity to be like, I'm going to take this test and I'm going to pass and it's going to be great. And then bam, she gets the womp womp, you failed. And she's like, hopefully, Melissa, you went, you know what? It's fine. I'm going to let that go. And it is what it is. And then, ta-da, you got me. Just kidding. Psych, you totally passed, girl.
I know. Obvies,
you're amazing. Yes. So, you know, it's part of letting go, even when you think my manifestation, quote unquote, didn't work, you know, or whatever. It's going, I'm going to let go of that. I'm just going to do my best. And I know that these beautiful things are coming to me. And I love that it's like, oh, there's a glitch in the system.
Yeah.
It's like, you totally passed.
I know, right? I almost wrote her back and I'm like, it's really funny. The universe has a sense of humor. Although people might not find that very funny because it totally, sounds like she's super disappointed.
From the outside source, I'm like, hilarious.
But she's again, like, no. It's like the universe is, there's lessons to be learned. And so it was like, are you really letting go?
Yes.
Are you really letting go, girl? This is your test.
Yep.
And then it was like, okay, here you go. So anyways, hopefully.
It's like, of course you passed.
Of course you did,
girl.
Silly.
I love that.
So anyways, thanks, Melissa, for sharing your story. Mm-hmm. We love to hear it. We've gotten lots of great feedback on you know, TikTok, on our Instagram. And so it's nice that this stuff is resonating with people.
I love it so much. Like, it really makes my heart feel super full.
That's why we do it.
It is exactly why.
So, yeah. So we are going to follow up this episode with some TikToks throughout the month of August. And the whole month, we're going to spend it on self-love. Going to give you tips on TikTok, on Instagram. Follow us there. And then we will have some other amazing episodes. We'll dive in.
Yeah, I dig it.
I dig it, too. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Yeah. We hope you show yourself some love.
I do hope that.
Because so we love you.
We love you
so the universe much. Loves you.
And I love me.
I know.
And I love you.
I love you. I love me. I love everybody. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming to party with us. Please leave us a review and let us know what you thought of the episode. And remember, girl, you are a badass, manifesting, conscious creator of your reality.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and join our Facebook group for more in-depth conversations and to participate in challenges, share your manifestation journey. We absolutely would love to hear it. Cheers.